start with your family in the beginning, though. You know, what I'm interested in is your father's background and your mother's background, and when they came here, also what towns they came from. This is just a matter of...
Where did they come from?
Yeah, the family, like your father came from near Schuchenberg, and your mother came from here, Trieste. Specifically the town. I think your father came from Pogost, I think.
Pogost, it says, yeah. And they used to have Padamasaga plates from the Vinch of France.
Yeah.
The Vinch of France. But, and their name is Negan. Everybody says that's where did they get L.A.J. and it's an Irishman.
When was your father born?
Would it be 1884? When he died in 79, he was 92. Mrs. Kopik is a few months older than my dad. And she was almost in her 100th year when she died in May, right?
Yeah, she was 90.
She would have been his February, she'd be 100 years old. This is kind of thick, but I used all old news.
How many were there in your father's family? I know there was Uncle Joe and then your father.
Well, my dad was the oldest. And then I think it's Uncle Joe. I never know. I asked Antonia too. She doesn't remember whether Uncle Joe was next or Mrs. Fabian. He might have been married Mrs. Fabian.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold on.
But there were just the four. Dad, Joe, Tita Fabian, and Uncle John. Just the four when his mother died.
Was Uncle John the youngest in the family?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he died when he was 33, that I know. Because he died the same year I graduated in 1930.
Was it 1930 that he died?
Yeah.
Well, I remember when he died.
September. Yeah, yeah, it was 1930. It was my last day in as a student nurse. They let me go to the funeral, just for the funeral, come back and work till 11 o'clock. Imagine that, right to the minute.
Mm-hmm. What about your father's background? Did he ever talk about his father?
He never talks. If it wouldn't have been for Mom to say something, he came to this country when he was 15 and a half years old. And he was the oldest. His father was a musician and a shoe cutter. And he wanted dad, you know, the oldest boy to follow his footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad must have given him a hard time. He just didn't get interested in anything. And so the poor old man starts saving money and he got $100 together to send it to America to find his way. And he came here when he was 15 and a half.
That was about 1900.
And that, no, he came here in 1902. So let's see if we have to figure out how to do. You're a math teacher.
Wow.
15 and a half.
That would make it about 1887, 1886 that he was born.
He was born 86.
86.
Mm-hmm. And Mom, when he married, Dad was 22, Mom was 21, right on her birthday.
Oh.
January 13th. So they'd been married this January about 77 years. When they died, well, say 79 is when they died. Mom was gone 5 years already in this place.
Now your grandfather then,
I got a picture of my grandfather, the fourth generations. I brought that up to show you.
Oh, I don't want to see that. Now he was a musician as well as being a shoemaker?
Yeah, that's what, you know, I'm not a musician. You know how they play accordion for people, you know, in those days particularly, there was no place to have anything.
They played harmonica?
Harmonica, yeah.
Well, that's where Uncle John got it.
That's why Uncle John got it, and then Stan picked all of these guys, picked it up. Yeah. He would go from village to village and repair shoes, make shoes, you know. And he was happy that the kids growing up, he's going to have his oldest son go with him, and he just wasn't doing any good. I guess he gave the father a hard time.
He didn't do any farming then, I guess. Maybe they did some gardening.
Oh, they did gardening, yeah. Yeah. And his mother, my dad's mother, I forget, she was a young woman. she was a Leaguean when she was single and a Leaguean when she married him. And a Leaguean. Then...
Your grandmother?
Yeah, my grandmother.
Was a Leaguean? Yeah.
Yeah, maiden name Leaguean and marriage name. Then he married, then when he became a widow with these kids, I don't know how he wound up with this, who the woman was, and she knew that they had four children, and my dad never complained. He never wrote back to his father once, from the time he came from Europe till his death, never did. Mom did all the writing. Mom did the listening and this and that. We wouldn't know nothing. My dad was close-minded about his family. The only time my mom would get mad and she'd say this and that, and when I was a kid, I didn't pay attention. And when I was older, I said, what are you talking about, Mom? My dad told me that he came from here because he was fed up on carrots. He would never eat carrots after he came here.
Were you there when you went back to...
Yeah, I lived there 11 months. I know. No. I've been back three times.
You went to your father's place?
Yeah. I don't remember that. I don't remember. No, I don't think I went there. If I did, I don't remember it. Because we lived 11 months by my mom's. Mm-hmm. Because of my mother's health. And,
so your father came here then in
1902.
When he came here, did he come directly to Cleveland, mm-hmm. to Newburgh, or where?
Joliet. He was in Joliet. He worked in the coal mines for a year. Who he knew there or what, I don't know.
But he didn't know somebody there.
I don't know how he got wound up in Joliet, but he worked in the coal mines, and that wasn't for him that he wound up to Cleveland. I guess he must have known some people that were here.
I don't know that they had any coal mines in Joliet.
If that's what he said, he was in a coal mine. I don't know.
Maybe outside of Joliet. Because Joliet had been a big steel mill. I just want to know if he had any relatives over there.
We never heard of any relatives. It's a shame that I hadn't taken more interest in remembering these things. Then one day, since they're gone now, I said, why didn't I ask him this? Why didn't I do this? My dad had a terrific memory.
Then from Joliet, he landed there in 1902, and then he came back to Cleveland?
In a year, he came back to Cleveland by Sears on 82nd Street, the saloon with all those women.
Why by Sears?
I don't know. They were the women was it to, you know, wherever there was somebody taking boarders. Yeah. And of course, Sears had a saloon and a young man working the steel mill. All they did was work in the steel mill, spell all their money, so my dad didn't have a nickel when he got married, myself. And they lived in two rooms, a kitchen and a my noodles are
going on. Is the place still there, Sears' saloon?
I think that building is still there. You know, you know where 82nd is? Do you know Vicky and...
What's your bar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's right across from there. Is that, what is that? Broken Court or something off of 81st, that little street. There were Schuster's and, I used to know all those people. I mean, know them by name.
Then you got married in
19... And my mom was here only a year when she married my father. My father was here 5 years in America. Became American citizen right from the beginning. I give him credit. He applied for all that and became a naturalized citizen. And Mom was honest, right around the corner from there. My aunt was here, Mrs. Bo.
Okay.
She was had a room or something, and she sent for my mother. And I guess my father had an eye on this girl. And Mom, you were married.
No, well,
Sirk wanted that my father would marry one of his girls. That Sirk had about seven women. And see, they were carousing with them. You knew some of them. Remember that one that married that... Anna. She used to come, always had her hair all decorated. She used to come to the hall. Anna. We lived across the river. Petaline. She was married to Petaline. That was a Sears girl.
Okay.
And Rosie, I remember when the mom and pa and Mary, their wedding picture, I don't have that. The reason I have this is the stuff from my mother, and they threw it out and I took it.
Okay, how about backing up a little bit and tell me about your mother. She was born in 1887. She was a year younger than your father.
Yeah, but hers is in January, like a little more than a year, because if Dad was in, his birthday's in September, and then a year later, like some months more, she was a little more.
1888 then?
1888.
Okay. And she was born in pretty close to Trieste. I don't know what time
Sinozice.
It is. Sinuzica?
Sinuzica is the boss. It's near Sajana.
Yeah, now was she born in that big house right on the highway?
Yeah, it's all a bit different now, you know. It's still, some of it is the original.
Yeah.
They torn some down. But it, I know, when I was a little girl, I remember that place, I remember that door, I remember the corners, and yeah, she was born right
now. At that time, that was all under Austria, and that was...
Yeah, it was all Austria.
Slovenia, but
it was all Austria.
Rather than Italy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was after the war that they...
Yeah.
Transformed it to my...
Now, your mother was a Frenepich.
Frenepich,
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about her family? How many
brothers?
Well,
she came from a big family. Mary Shim, well, Mary Shimble's brother, I think, is the oldest. Ivan, he's dead a long time. Ivan, Mary, Pina, you know, Pepa, that's still in Europe now. Mary there. And Josephine. How many is that? They got a big family.
But Mary Shimble, though, is your mother's
niece.
Yeah.
Her brother was my mother's, her father was my mother's oldest, John, Ivan, who did the study.
Right.
And we married and brought the Modesta there, and they lived in the original place, and Ma and Grandma and all those, the kids all had to go upstairs then. You know, and they took over, and they had a Gustina.
I was going to ask if they had a Gustina. It looks like it was.
They had a Gustina, the Mary's family.
Mary's family? Mary Shamrock's
family. Mary Shamrock's family. Well, her father.
Okay.
Their name was Frenepich. Yeah.
Then, but in your mother's family, then, besides
Ivan? Oh, there's a lot of them. I don't know. There's a couple of suicides, some in the service. A big family of 9 months, kids or so.
There were nine children?
Very shameful, but no.
Where was your mother then in the line of children? She bought in the middle someplace?
About number four, I'd say. And then there was Ivan.
Of course, there was her brother, I know.
And Mrs. Bo. Was the oldest girl.
Mrs. Bo?
Yeah,
okay.
And she was spoiled rotten.
That was Mary Bo.
That's the Weave Spreadless mother. We're going to Europe this summer. We're hoping to go. Robin's and I, because she can't speak Slovenian, but she understands it. Let me get the, you want to shut that off, or I got to cut that meat? And I have to finish mixing. Have some more wine, kid.
Okay.
They're tired. Everybody thinks America's something. You know. I really don't know. She married when she was 21. She was only a year, so she had been working. Well, she... Now, Louise's mother was a... they sent her to school to be a seamstress. Sent her to school to be a cook and everything.
Now, you're talking about Mary Bo.
Mary Bo.
Yeah.
And Mom was away from home, and she's younger. I think to Trieste. Mm-hmm. But she learned, she was like a governess, as I can figure it. And they kept saying, Utarst. Well, we call it what? Trieste, no?
Yeah.
I hear different versions of it. And Mom, I said, my mother turned out to be such a good cook, you know, for weddings and stuff. And then Mrs. Bull, she was nothing but, to me, was nothing but a footsie. It's the same terrible thing to say about my aunt. She always knew how to order everybody else around. She was spoiled rotten. I was told years ago by somebody in Europe that she was another one, that the mother, her mother, and her plotted somehow to get rid of their father.
That would be your grandfather.
Yeah. See, the mother had the wealth. She must have, when she married, you know, that she brought this and he had nothing. So, you know, when somebody's got something, then they say, then we can put that, and I'm going to put some. This is Kropa Domacha, the salad.
Well.
For Slovensk. And you can't put. I even had homemade cider that wasn't sour enough. Wasn't much of that.
Yeah, really homemade cider?
You want to give it to me? Chuck Kochula.
Really?
In fact, I got apples from him, and Nikki gave me apples, and we got baked apple dumplings I made today. You'll be able to taste them, and the ones from Nikki, oh, they are terrific.
The apples?
Oh, the apples, and I said, what kind? She said, well, we got all kinds, I don't know, I've never been, have you ever been here? She have a big place, because she has Macintoshes, Jonathan's, and this is some homemade cranberry, that's for your salad. You put that on your plate, and I'll get some bread. Chuckie's apples are good too, but you know, you're a farmer, so you would know that, he, apparently my dad used to always tell us, if you don't, in the spring, spray your trees, they're going to be wormy. And he has good tasting apples, but they all, you had to go pick at every little thing, you know, it looks like there'd be a worm. I never found one. You like my bread?
Sure.
I got all kinds of bread. I made some sharp, and I'm going to let you take home. It was a flop. My bakery was a flop.
Well, then your mother came here, you say, in what year?
Well, if she married in 1909, she must have come here in 1908.
Just a year before then.
Yeah. She said always that since she was here only a year. And the thing of it was, see, my aunt sent for her and paid the money because they were working, what, in the woolen mills?
No, that was Mary, sir.
Mary, yeah. Okay. I'm going to say my Aunt Mary. So, you know, Mary Bull. They were called Mary Bull Scoobus and whatnot. And,
why Scoobus?
They moved Mrs. Taylor Tables out of school as my relatives, but anyway, they don't be afraid to eat, I got a whole big piece of meat.
Okay, don't worry.
Gosh, I ate breakfast late with
I did too.
With PJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you did if you had your kids there. But I can always eat. I'm a big eater. I'm a slow eater too.
You don't show it
though. Oh golly. I'm on the road too much. I don't know, this is something new. I have never tried it, but I saw it. It was in the package.
Your mother came then to, was it Cleveland?
To Newburgh, yeah, to Cleveland, where Auntie was living there, and I think they went to work what they called, at first she worked in some kind of, where there was iron or something, she was saying. And they even saved 3 cents car fare because my aunt was so, impatient. She wanted that $100 or whatever it cost them to pay back. You know, Mom had to work to pay back the money that she loaned her to come to America.
Yeah.
And Mom used to often tell me, oh, she says, Hooksimius Yukala. But Auntie had an eye on that bull, and he went to Colorado, and they met coming over from Europe and fell in love. And he wanted her to come to Colorado, because he was being sent there by his brother. And she said, no, she's going because she was supposed to go to her friend, whatever it was, in Cleveland. So, this is supposed to be real good bread. We bought it yesterday at the bakery of Hebrews.
It is good.
Here's the dry bread, but this white bread. So, anyway, Mom didn't like that. It was the, I'm trying to think of it, Slovenian. It was like an iron, oh gosh, Železnica.
Oh, Železnica?
The Železnica, yeah.
Wow, that's a railroad.
And that's a railroad? Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a steel mill.
Well, they
and
were,
she said that was so hard, Mom couldn't take it, you know. So then finally everybody says, well, there's the woolen mills. Mm-hmm. It was close by or whatever, so somebody got them to go into the wilderness. Well, she finally got her money together and my aunt went off to Colorado. I know she, when she got married there, I don't know anything about that, you know. But she didn't marry her, she followed him there. And Mom, Brittany stayed in that room that they had. Like a, no, they said they only had one room. But I remember Mom saying right on 82nd Street, they're supposed to assert that they have only, oh, before AT left, no, that's right, before my aunt left, she said, they just made me some new kitchen and a bedroom, pashawana mereta chos pashawzram. Apparently she wanted to give her room up or what happened, I don't know, she was always finagling something. My aunt was a tricky person, I mean, when I think back now, what a woman she was.
You knew her then, I guess, huh? You knew your aunt Mary?
Yeah, very well, because we had to go and work there, and she'd be beating us. She, you know, things that my mother never even had us do. I said, my mom doesn't let me. She said, Garza Rashnavala, tu pa tu there, and she was supposed to do the housework, and she was beating us. Kids, and I was the oldest, and actually I got the brunt of it.
Where did your mother and father meet then?
Right there, I think somewhere, probably through church. See, because he was almost across the street where they lived.
Yeah.
See, and so they married, and...
They were married in St. Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know who the priest was?
Yeah, what was it? Kunja, the first one.
Oh, yeah?
Father
the founding pastor.
Mm, the founding pastor.
Mm-hmm. All right, and they stayed down there for a few years. It's my understanding that they lived upstairs with Sadiqs in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Was that after they got married?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Right.
Mom lived with Auntie in their one room, and then when she got married, that she was looking for, you know, that she's getting married. So we lived, in fact, I was born there on Burg Street, they called it. But not Boston, maybe it was Bosnick's house. Auntie, gee, how many people live by Bosnick's? Stadix, Teta Fabian. When we went to Europe, Teta Fabian got married while we were in Europe. And I think she was living like temporarily in our place to not come back.
Okay, and, well, let's back up then a little bit. So you were born then. You think you were born up in Bosnick's place upstairs?
Some place up there.
Okay, now that was in
1909. Well, mom got married on the 13th, and in 9 months, I was 6'9" came off.
Okay. Then, next in line was Antonia, I guess.
She's 2 years younger than I am. Yeah.
Julia.
And so was Julia. We were all born in New York.
Okay.
When we came to Maple Heights, it was August 25th, 1917. Brand new house, the New York people live.
That was before the war then, before the United States went
into the war. Before the United States went into the war. We came there in August, and in October, Franca, we're in, but the Francas lived at home with Bosnick's, married, and had Stanley, and they moved to Maple Heights following spring or something, and her baby was about 5 months old when they moved up to Bosnick's, and our Bertha was born in Bosnick's house in April.
Nice.
They lived upstairs and we were downstairs, and we had a boarder, 2 bedrooms, 3 kids, 4th one on the way, and my aunt and her husband come from Colorado, I don't know where we all slept. You know who our boarder was? Stouts Oyuja. Stouts wouldn't have him there.
Kovac.
He was a good guy. You like bacon? You're handsome.
Oh. So he lived there, he was a boarder then at Bosnick's house?
No, I don't know. I don't remember him there, but when we came to Maple Heights.
Oh, I see.
I don't know where he was going.
No, I have to back up here a little bit. But from Newburgh, you say...
Wait a minute. From Teta Bosnick's house, there, we moved around. We lived on 77th Street in Etna, in Mosic's house. We had 4 boarders there. Rudy Novak, the mayor of Franzanova, Uncle John, my father's brother, and then there was some guy by the name of Novak, and I think Kovac. I think we had 4 guys down there with us 3 little kids.
But you did move in 1917 to Bosnick's house?
Yeah.
And that's where Bertha
was
born.
But all this happened before these borders.
Yeah.
And they got married too.
All right, Bertha was born though in Bosnick.
In Bosnick's house.
Was she born right there in the house?
I can't remember. I think so.
You know, were you born at home?
Yeah. I know Julia and I were all born. We were, yeah. The only,
Julia too.
We were all born. The only people that were born in the hospital was Lily and Frankie. Yeah, they had that Polish, I used to know her name. I even know what she looks like, but then I read midwife.
She was the midwife, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Bosnick, so you think you moved back then to Newburgh?
No, we didn't. That was all before. From Bosnick, we moved to 1520.
When was that? What year was it?
I'm trying to think, and I don't know if Tony would remember, because my aunt, that house was Brazenker's. He built it.
He built it, yeah. He understood Pogoshek.
And Pogoshek, yeah. And he was running to Chudner's lived in that house too. You know Louisa Chudner? She lived upstairs. And then Brazenker built this other house on Miller, and that's how my aunt got to rent there. And then when Chernichko, then my aunt decided she's going to buy the house. So she said, I want my sister to live here. So they owned the house, and then we rented it from Auntie Mary. She stayed upstairs and she let us stay downstairs. Then all of a sudden they wanted to, where did they go from there? They went and they rented that Kaklishka, we called it. You know where the Kaishiks were?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the original place was like?
Yeah.
Years ago? Well, that's where Auntie went, and from there they built that home on Miller. The one that they originally did here. But if you ever want, you know, when you're talking, how many people lived when we came up here, it was just a scam. You know who moved in the same year, but she says, I know we came 1917. She's got a pretty good memory as Intia, Jenny.
Yeah.
I didn't know until this summer we were talking somehow, and something came up, and I said, she says, you know, I remember. No, she says, I don't remember. We moved in 1917. I said, Jenny, when? It seems to me I remember after we went to school and we get to meet people, and then first, what was I? I was in the second grade.
Yeah, about
8 years old. 8 years old. I went to school 2 years, don't remember. And she says, I know we moved in 1970, but what month, I have no idea.
Let me get this straight then. In 1917, you moved into Bosnick's house. And then Bertha was born there.
The following year, say 1918, in April, because her birthday is April 3rd, that I know.
Yeah.
And Stanley and Auntie Franz and Joe were there. Stanley must have been born the October before. He's about 6 months older than our birthday.
Okay, but the Bosnicks were not living there, were they?
No, they never lived in that house. They lived in Newburgh. I don't know, this was an investment or what? I don't know how we got to. My dad said, I said to him, how did we come to this new house? We had a kerosene stove, outhouse. The only thing that they had was electric lights. Or in Newburgh, we still had gas lights.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And they used to cook on coal stoves. And, we were so proud to come to Bedford, you know, brand new house. Oh my God, a house on the corner, that was something. It was really a well-built home, nice.
How long did you stay there?
I can't remember.
But from there you moved to the house on?
To the one in 51. And we first rented from Auntie, and then she wanted to sell it, and I remember the house was $4,000. That I remember distinctly, and she told my mother, just give me $1,000 and pay off on payments. $1,000 was lots of money when you have lots of sickness and kids.
No, when you were saying Auntie, are you talking about Aunt Mary again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had a house first? The one on Stanley. 51.
Yeah. Stanley. Yeah. They rented from Brazenker's and then they bought from Brazenker's. Brazenker wanted to sell.
I see.
We started building the one on Miller.
The one on Miller, you say, is that the one down where Bo used to live?
No.
Oh, on the corner,
the one that where Taylor was.
Yeah.
See, they remodeled it, but it was a house similar. I don't know why he did that.
Well, he built a lot of houses there.
But why wouldn't he stay in the one that he built for himself?
I think.
Maybe thought he was too close to Lippis, or what? I don't know.
Well, they built one after the other. They built so many homes over there.
That's true. They built all the houses, yeah.
He built, for example, the other Wiggins house, Joe Wiggins, when Chesnick...
Oh, did they build that house? See, that was up here when they moved.
Kier's house.
Chesnick's were here. Mm-hmm.
And then down the road there also, down towards Mike Roma, I'm not sure, but I think he built that one.
The first old house, I think, of Jenny, she would, well, I don't know if she would know. That was the only two builders, they all did. Mm-hmm. And then maybe who was the number that I used to know the names of some carpenters.
Well, it was like Ryanchik was another one. And the guy who used to work with Ryanchik, Jura.
Jura, that's the one I was trying to think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't a builder so much as a carpenter, kind of a helper.
He was a carpenter. Jura. Yeah.
Okay, so it was about 1918 then that you moved into the house.
I bet you that we were only there a year. And then I'm even trying to think how long Uncle Joe and Francis stayed there.
Stayed where?
Upstairs.
By Bosnick's?
Before they moved over to Chesnick's house.
Yeah, by Bosnick's you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even remember when they moved over there. I mean, what year or anything. Because Chesnick's wanted to sell. They went back to Collinwood or something. They were from there, and the woman wanted to go.
That would be Johnny Chesnick's father and mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wonder how Johnny... Have you seen Johnny Chesnick lately?
I saw his wife a few months ago down in St. Clair someplace. I didn't see Johnny, though. Okay. Now, getting back to your family, you're back on 5120 now, Stanley Avenue. And you started school then? Did you go to St. Wenceslas?
No, there was no St. Wenceslas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And my father, no check on nothing.
Is that right? He had strong feelings against the Bohemians?
St. Lawrence, Solange, but Pierre.
Oh, I see, yeah. But you went to Broadway school,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
No sidewalk, we had no sidewalk, no streets when we came.
How did you walk down? You walked down the Broadway and then up Broadway to the school?
Yes, yes. And you know my dad, when the war came, he was working American Steel. And he had to buy Liberty Bonds. And all right, there's three kids, the fourth one was born. He's 33 years old, he could have been drafted. But they had to buy because of the age group in the family, you know, just like the airman. But he already had about three Liberty Bonds and they wanted the kid to come. He says, I cannot buy, I got a family, I got to feed a family. Do you know the American Steel and Wire fired him? And that poor man went to Champion Forge. I didn't see my father sometimes for 3 days. They hired him.
Hmm.
He was fired from American Steel.
Yeah.
And he worked at Champion Forge, slept on bags because they just had him working over there, you know. That poor man, and he worked there for a year then. When the war was over, the American Steel hired him back. Whether he went to ask or how, I don't know.
No. That's interesting.
He was my dad was a wire tester, where Uncle Joe worked in the fine wire.
They work in the same shop?
At first they did on Jones Road, and when things closed up, they all went to Cahaba Works, you know?
They did?
Mm-hmm. Right at first they were on Jones Road.
So Jones Road right off of Broadway.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. Over there.
When they closed up that mill, yeah. And they went over to Cahaba and someplace at St. Clair. I think there was an American Steel branch in St. Clair too.
Okay, backing up a little bit then, there were the three of you girls. You were all very young at the time, but the three of you went with your mother back to Europe and you stayed there.
Yeah, we went, year. That was before we ever came to the mm-hmm. Heights. You know when we went to Europe, did we stay 11 months? I was 4 years old. We went there in April, like, the war broke out in 1914, was it in Europe?
No.
All right, then we must have gone 1913, May,
came back
1914, in April, at President Wilson's ship, and it only made one more voyage across if we wouldn't have gone out and been stuck in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
how often I prayed that I came back and went to school here and everything, I would have been a foreigner. Now, I don't know. I mean, I just always said, oh, I'm so glad I came back to America. Who knows what the... My dad here and my mother with the kids there. It was even hard for my father to be boarding from his sister 11 months.
Yeah. And well, is that
check.
Where he was? He was
he
born
staying back at the Bonzi. You know, I mean, and we're... I think that Mom just let my aunt get married or whatever, how what they did when we went to Europe because, you know, she went there to cover her health. That was by Lehman.
Was that tuberculosis?
They thought that she was had all these children and all this dealing. I don't know what doctor they had. He says, you got to take your wife out west with the air there. He said, she's going to get TB if she doesn't go. And you know, what little bit they knew, I don't know if that doctor talked Polish and my father, whatever they knew. Ma says, why should I go out west? I don't know anybody. I'm going, we got good air in Europe. Mm-hmm. So my father was willing.
Yeah.
He says, and I'll support you, I'll send a check. And that's where she got right. Julie was only 5 months when we went to Europe. Julie doesn't even remember anything about Europe. Mm. But I remember many things.
You went to school there then?
No. I was 4 years old.
When that's right.
See, I came back and went to St. Lawrence for 2 years. I don't know why 2 years, because I remember going to second grade. I don't even remember. I don't think I failed. I don't know. Or maybe I'm mixed up. I know I had two sisters there, Sister Jordan and Sister Charles. And why my father came to Maple Heights is because Morshitz's, do you know Morshitz's?
I remember the name.
The name. Mary Morshitz is one of our pensioners. She married a chief. I remember her. She married her sister and I made first communion at the same time. There was the two houses that Morshitz's owned. One they rented, one they lived. They had a big family of kids. And those kids were spoiled rotten. And my father, you know how fussy he is. And there was friction between Mrs. Morshitz and my father all the time. She's coming, she says, up to the book of Samuel. My father says, it's the man of the Nashima, Tukazaydra. So you had that mark that when there's a place to go, he's getting out of there. See, and so he did the best he could. I guess they're knowing the Bosniaks. I guess they said, we're going to have a house for rent, so we're delighted that we could move.
You don't remember what they paid for rent, do you?
I have no idea what the rent could have been there. Gosh, maybe $15, brand new house.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't have no running water, we had well water. Like I said, we were proud to see the electric lights in the outhouse.
I remember the outhouse over there in Bosnia.
Yeah.
I don't remember the well though, where it was. I can't. Was it under the porch?
I wonder if they made the well in the house.
Could have been. Oh, that's right. It was in the pantry there. Yeah.
It was in the pantry.
Yeah.
That's
I remember
what
that
they
pump
did.
There. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And, we never had a bathroom. Well, we didn't stay that long because it seemed like I would say that we moved from there. Oh gosh, I have no idea. Do you know what? I came across a letter of my teacher that I admired, Mrs. Hines. I think she was my fifth grade teacher. And in the summertime when we go home, you know, I wrote her and she replies back. And I found that today and I thought, my God, all these years.
Hines?
Mrs. Hines.
Oh,
H-I-M-E-S. She didn't stay long at Maple Heights, but she was a terrific teacher.
Now, you went to school at Broadway. Were you in the third grade then when you started there?
Second grade.
Second grade.
Tony started first grade. Maybe not the first year because she's 2 years behind me. I guess I was the only one that went the first year.
And you walked up to school there?
Yeah. Okay.
Were there other people in the neighborhood at all? Anybody
else? We were witnesses, Poston, Patisics, you know, Pensionic, we married the Patisics were there.
Uh-huh.
That's about all I can remember that we met at school. And you know, we were foreigners, and everybody's American. They were calling us guineas. I couldn't speak English.
Is that right?
Because we went to St. Lawrence and we had to learn Slovenian and English.
Yeah.
I mean, Slovenian catechism, Slovenian everything. It was required, even though we were learning to read and write in English.
Mm-hmm.
So we came here, we couldn't talk over it. Folks are Slovenian, what are you going to learn?
Yeah.
I was telling you, and told you that when she went to school, the teacher says, what nationality are you? And she said, Pennsylvania, or Slovenian. And then they went in there, says, Pennsylvania, where you're not born in Pennsylvania, no, born Cleveland. But she says, then finally the teacher, I don't know, they came and asked me, I said, no, she wanted to say Slovenia. So, I'm telling you, my dad, when he was, when the Lord came along, we were Bosniaks, and at first he didn't have any job. I don't know how long he waited to get to the champion. He used to walk us to school. And you know, he had big steps, and he'd go, and we had a dog. We always had a dog. I don't know where he managed to find a dog. I remember this poor black, he was a hunting dog. And the dog was always left outside in the doghouse, and he talked to him, and he fed them and all. Yeah. And he says, we're going to take the kids to school in the morning. Well, he'd be making steps. There's no sidewalk, there's no street. The winters were so cold. I keep saying, how? Sure, I feel like it's Alaska. When yeah. I think back now, the barren winters.
Right.
And Dad was
without going up.
No sidewalk, and then you know the road, it's not paved, so you got all those rivets. And the boots were with the buckle tied in, you know. I feel like I'm 200 years old, and I think back.
Well, the streetcar line was there, wasn't it? The old ABC line was on Broadway.
No, they had the inner urban.
Yeah.
They call that the
ABC.
Oh, no. Oh, we were so proud of our streetcar, the velvet red seats. Boy.
Did your father take that ABC line in her urban to work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he'd only take it to Miles Avenue, and then you must hit up for the Nicotreba Plaza because you had to pay some kind of a fare. I don't know. They all did. They all got off on Miles Island and then they marched down to Jones Road.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it ended on Miles. And then they took the streetcar.
But they walked it to save money, see, because this was a different company and there was nothing but... The other cars were with electric, I think. I always had. You know, the city cars. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the...
Well, those are the regular streetcars.
The regular streetcars, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember those distinctly.
Remember the ABC though, used to go up that little incline to go up into 93rd and Miles. But I don't know if it continued on.
I think it turned around and went back and went as far as Akron. If it's a limited one, it said limited, it went to Akron. If it's local, it only went to Bedford, turned around and came back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that story. Then they moved them down by the railroad. You remember when they moved them down by the railroad? Because I used to ride with them too.
You went to school then at Broadway, and that was about what year?
Well, I was in the second grade, and if we came here in 17, I went to school, became in August, I went that far in September.
Okay. Then you continued at Broadway school?
Till it, through the eighth grade. Even high school, I quit in the 10th grade. I was still in Broadway school.
But the high school was on the second floor of Broadway at the time?
We had just... You know, it was the original school. It wasn't, they added on in more rooms. Then, when they were expanding the build, I remember going across the bridge. Half a day school. I was about the sixth grade.
Was that the old Liberty Hall across the bridge?
It was the school. It's still there, that school, or did they tear it down?
You mean the Dunham School? Oh, you mean the Red Schoolhouse.
No, not the Red Schoolhouse. This was...
well, they had the Dunham Road School.
Granger and...
Or Granger, yeah.
It's Granger and something. Pease Road up there.
Yeah,
there was a school there. We call it they called it the Maple Grove School.
Oh,
and the Little Red Schoolhouse on Dunham, Tonya went there, and Julia, I never did.
Yeah.
The Little Red School, the one that they are preserving, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never got to go there. But the Maple Grove School, I had the whole sixth grade, only a half a day.
Was that a wooden school? Do you remember?
Yeah, wooden. And it was...
was that pretty close to where not the Dunham School, but the Granger school is now, the Red School building?
No, that's a little further. It's around that Red School.
That was built 1932, 31 and 32.
Oh, really? The Red Schoolhouse?
No, no, the Red Schoolhouse on Rockside.
That was old.
Yeah, that's 1871.
Yeah.
That's one of the district schools, but the
well, that one, as near as I can remember, was still around Rockside, or I used to see where Lemko's are. Didn't they move it around from Lemko's, or was it further down? I don't remember.
That was farther down, Red Schoolhouse.
But gee, there was no buses to take you to school. You had to walk. All kinds of weather these young kids walked.
Okay,
and I walked across the bridge over to the Maple Grove.
When you went to Broadway then, you finished the 8th grade, they had those lower grades up to the 8th grade down on the first floor.
Then they expanded, didn't they? I went to 9th and 10th there too.
9th and 10th, I was upstairs.
Okay,
they had that, then I was upstairs. They had a high school upstairs, yeah. Okay.
I remember, you know, Cole was my principal.
He was?
Yeah. And he taught, what else did he teach? Civics, history or something?
Yeah.
And he was my yoga teacher. We had Miss Moody, I remember Miss Marks, Miss Wilshire.
Did Miss